feel like after they go up 2-1 that you kind of got your team back on its heels, a little startled, and then before you know it, it's 4-1.
I thought when I looked at that game, I thought obviously we hung with them for the first period. Second period, for the most part, I thought they had some real strong offensive zone time. We were unable to get pucks back. The commitment to trying to win that game, was there with the group. Just eventually, Toronto's got such a skilled group and so much depth and experience and a well-built roster that they wear you down and they're going to capitalize. But teams like that, you got to try to hang in there as much as you can, as much as possible. We're able to get the power play goal, but eventually, if you have to defend for that long of a period of time, they're going to make you pay.
How concerned are you with the shot differentials on this homestand anyways?
Well, again, when I'm looking at when you give up that many chances, I look more at the grade A chances, and there was way too many grade A chances in the slot area. So, yes, that's something that we have to clean that up. We have to be strong in our own zone, and you can't allow or you can't expect your goaltender to make the kind of saves that Eric had to make tonight.
As a coach, when you're tied 1-1 through two, but the shots are 30-15, so you're losing the territorial battle. What do you do as a coach in terms of on the bench? Are you hammering home one or two key messages?
Well, a couple of things. You obviously look at the details when you get players off the ice in between changes on where those breakdowns are happening, why they're getting the momentum and those quality chances to correct that. Again, you want to make sure whenever you have, you're in the game and you're staying with it to stay patient, to not get frustrated. We had a couple scoring chances that we weren't able to capitalize. You could feel a little bit of frustration, but stick with the process. Make sure, again, that all the little things were staying on the right side of the puck and the things that are keeping you in that game currently. But it's just continuing with the hammering on the details and the habits.
Has it become a mental issue at all when you see this team on the schedule?
Against Toronto?
Yeah, against Toronto.
No, it's not mental on that we feel that it's a game that we have zero chance of winning. I thought we played good, for the most part in sections of these games. Again, have to give Toronto credit. They are an excellent team. They're the number one team in the American Hockey League. I've been that number one team before, and when you come in, the ability to wear teams down and to play the right way and to eventually understand how you have to win games, they have that. So you have to give them that pat on the back that they know how to play a full, solid game.
Does that give you that ability to coach your players in a way, knowing that you've been on the other side? Do you have any wisdom for them because of that?
Experience on how to win games and how to get through patches and momentum swings through shift to shift and period to period, and tweaks and structure that has to be in place. Every team that has success, again, has to be a team that defends well. And I thought there was largest stages, as I said to Patrick, there in our own zone where we weren't able to get pucks back and they were able to cut back and keep possession. And your goaltender, if he's expected to make that many saves, you're going to wear him down. So you have to be strong in your own zone and you have to make sure that you build from there.
How's the motion in the room? Do you see any of your players wearing down sort of mentally, or do you find there's a lot of youth and resilience in that room?
They want to win. They want to have success. Nobody's happy or okay leaving here with not being able to win games. But they understand that they have made a lot of progress from the beginning of the season. And they do. They want to learn. They want to get better. They want to correct their mistakes. And they want to continue to build some confidence off some of the positive things they're doing. But they understand when they look at from the start of the season to where we are currently sitting in January that they've made progress as young individuals. And our leaders have done a good job showing the way with their steady play at times.
So in a game like this where you have one of the lower teams in the league in the Moose and the top team in the league in the Marlies, do you see this as a measuring stick game, or do you tend to look at more of the sort of your peer group, I guess, as far as the standings go?
Well, if this was our first time seeing them, would be more so, this is a top-end American Hockey League team, so here's your gauge. We've seen them before, so that was in the past. We know that obviously Toronto is a good team, and here's your gauge on how good teams need to play. But as for now, we know what we're dealing with here when they came in.